Nevin, you're looking fresh, well, slim, and beautifully turned out.
You're lost for words.
I am not lost for words. Never. I have to say, looking very well. I was reminiscing the other day with my current wife, and we were remembering, it's 30 years since you appeared. And I was going to say appeared in the world, appeared on the telly and did all your bits.
It's amazing. 30 years we're open in Macnean.
That is,
which is incredible. 1989, Mum and Dad opened it, and we're very happy. We're very proud.
Isn't that something?
And it's down to, I suppose, to acknowledge the great team. You know, I mean, we have 65 people employed in Black Lion. It's incredible. I'm so
30
proud.
Years. Yeah. Well, congratulations to you.
Well, thank you.
And
you've been a big part of it too. A great friend to us.
We've been friends for years. What year did you start in open house, do you remember?
Well, God, that's a good question. I was 21, so I'm 45 now, so that's you figure
that one out,
Marty.
It's not far off.
Yeah, I loved it, and you know, I loved going up every week. I mean, Mum and Dad used to come up and they were as proud. Initially, when we done open house, I used to hate watching myself because I repeated a lot of words, but I just loved the fun we had every Tuesday. Yourself and Mary,
it was great.
We had a great crew. It was wonderful, and
as you know, the very youthful picture of you turned up some time ago. It was fantastic before you started to shave. But they're just gas, those pictures. But that's 19... You were 21 and you're 21. 45 now.
Yeah.
So it's 23 years.
Isn't that amazing?
23 years.
That's how long we know each other, my friend.
It's an awfully long time. You know. So listen, what have you got for me today
day
of congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. A real family favourite and a real family feast, but a lovely Sunday lunch.
Yes.
Roast rib of beef
good
and
man.
Then lemon meringue pie.
Good, I'll be there. So, what time on Sunday is good for you?
Whatever time you want.
I'll be there. Me and my family.
No better, man.
Come on, roast rib of beef.
We'll talk about rib of beef on the bone is possibly, for me, I think the greatest roast. I think it's fantastic.
Yes.
There's a lovely marbling of fat through it for moisture, for flavour. On the bone, it's easy to carve. It ticks all the boxes. This will serve between 4 to 6, and depending on how generous you are with your beef. Truthfully, whenever I invite my family up for a Sunday lunch, this is what I do.
Oh, is it?
Genuinely. I'm not just saying that. Now, so a little bit of black peppercorns, okay? Just kind of a cracked black pepper on the outside. Bring the beef, I should have said this at the start, bring it to room temperature for about maybe 20 minutes, half an hour before you go to roast it.
Okay.
This is optional. A little bit of English mustard powder, a tablespoon, rubbed over the outside. This is optional now. And sea salt and black peppercorns. That's a crust. But I don't always do that because the twins aren't big fans of mustard. So what I do is I get a little bit of oil, salt and pepper.
Well, what's your substitute?
And I say just a little bit of oil and rosemary and thyme.
Oh, okay.
Works really well.
Yeah.
And what you do, now the secret to doing this, Marty, is good hot pan, okay?
Yep.
You're sealing off the rib of beef on the pan. That starts the cooking process.
Okay.
So just on a good hot pan, you're not cooking it, you're just sealing it off for about maybe 5 minutes. There
yes, yes.
Keep
yes.
turning it. Good hot oil. I think the mustard works well and the peppercorns, and I've done this a few times on my television shows, and it is very, very tasty. So it is. It gives a great crust, the mustard. So with that sealed off, now into a big, large tray, a roasting tray, a couple of onions, carrots, some potatoes, which are kind of quartered. You can keep them or as a skin on if you want to, okay?
Okay.
One bulb of garlic, which is just cut in half, not even. Peel, to be truthful with you.
No.
And then what we've done there is just some lovely thyme. So we're going to roast that off, a little bit of water, really hot oven, 230, which is a very, very hot oven.
Sure is.
Okay, but we will reduce it to 200 degrees. So what we do is we put it in for about 25, 30 minutes at that really hot oven, and then we reduce it to 200 degrees. And this is going to take roughly... So I've given in the recipe, okay?
Sorry to interrupt. How long did you say you're doing it at the high heat?
So about maybe 15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay, sorry.
20 minutes. Yep. No, thank you. So I like my beef pink. So this weight, which is about 3 pounds in total, 1.5 kg, French trimmed rib of beef on the bone will take roughly about 50 minutes to have it nice and pink.
Okay.
Yes, so you've sealed it off in the pan, remember that?
Yes.
And then it goes into the oven, good hot oven, and then you reduce the oven and you need to let it to rest, excuse me, when you take it out of the oven.
Sure.
You wrap it in tin foil. What I love to serve with this are good old favourite mashed potato or some roast potatoes.
Oh, the roasties, we're back to them, are we?
Done in duck fat. Oh my God, or beef dripping. Unreal. Pat Whelan, James Whelan Butchers, has amazing beef dripping.
Maria Whelan.
So you
par
cook your potatoes, but you can serve it. If you cut your vegetables really nice and chunky, they can roast in that juices, if you know what I mean, Marty. So you're getting all your lovely roasted vegetables, the flavour. So put lots of vegetables. Don't be shy. You could use celeric. I have onions, carrots, potatoes. I'd leave the potatoes, like the small little roosters, in the skin. So they're kind of roasting and baking as they're
wonderful.
Cooking. It's like a entree roast, if that makes sense, Marty.
Yeah.
And then I would serve that with a really nice gravy. So strain the juices, put in a little touch of flour, a little bit of beef stock, a little bit of salt and pepper. Do you like horseradish?
Yes.
Are you a fan?
Yes.
So a little bit of creamed horseradish you can get really nice. It's a nice one you can get called Tackleman's. Tackleman's is the brand. Yeah. And it's a really, really good, or there's one in County Meath and it's in Slane called Graham's. They grow their own horseradish and they make a horseradish sauce. It's really nice.
Jeepers, I love the sound of that.
But that on its own is so tasty. So tasty, so tasty, so tasty. With this, I'm going to serve a lemon meringue pie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I won't have room.
Of course you will.
I'll be finished.
Well, listen, we'll give you a break.
Will you?
So if you come down, have a couple of glasses of wine just to help you relax.
I can have a little dessert wine and just to relax me.
I love you. Good man.
Sorbet.
Palate cleanser. This lemon meringue serves 6 to 8. It's a classic recipe. To be honest with you, nothing has kind of changed. My mother taught me how to do this. So we'll talk
about
the
real old school, isn't it? Lemon
meringue. Listen, it is. You know, it's hard to beat if it's done well.
Of course.
So pastry: 6 ounces of plain flour, 4 ounces of butter, 2 ounces of caster sugar, 1 egg yolk, pinch of salt, and roughly about a little splash of cream. All goes into the food processor. So you make that. You can double up this recipe. You can throw it into the freezer. This can be made 3 or 4 days ahead.
Okay.
You roll it out into like a light, nice flan dish, a nice big flan dish. Okay. You roll it out, and it's about, I have in the recipe, 8-inch fluted loose bottom flan dish, which works really well.
8-inch fluted loose bottom flan dish.
It's a bit of a tongue twister.
It's not very catchy.
butter it with a little bit of melted butter.
Oh.
And then you roll it out, and then what you need to do is you need to chill the pastry when you roll it out, but you need to bake it blind. So, Bacon blind, exactly. You put some parchment paper, or I use tinfoil, bacon beans, and this goes in at 200 degrees, which is a good hot oven, for about 15 to 20 minutes, so thereabouts, until it's golden brown. Now let's talk about the filling.
Yes, sir.
So that's your pastry par baked, okay? Mm. The filling is finely grated rind and juice of 3 lemons. That's 3 large lemons, 4 tablespoons of corn flour, 6 ounces of caster sugar, 2 ounces of butter in there. I'm using just some regular butter, and 4 egg yolks. You mix all of this together, okay, in a jug. You hand blend it, and you need to cook it out.
Right.
So you can do it over a bain-marie, or you can do it at a low setting in a saucepan. You're making a lemon curd. Exactly really what you're making. It's like a quick lemon curd with the corn flour in it. So you cook out that until it's really thick. When it's ready, you pour it in to your pre-cooked pastry.
Sure.
So there's a couple of stages. Pastry, filling, which is done in your dish, and then the meringue is the last thing. So 3 egg whites. So you know the way we had 4 egg yolks? You're using the egg whites from the egg yolks from the filling. So you're wasting nothing. So you whip them up, slowly add in 5 ounces of caster sugar, and then literally you spoon that over your cooled lemon mixture.
It is a recipe that could go wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of
there's a lot of things
steps you're here, right, isn't there? It's that you classic, must do.
It's a classic recipe. It's
is it a classic recipe for testing people? I wonder.
Well, in your world. Well, it's a lot of skills. You're making meringue.
Yes, you are.
You're making a filling. You're making pastry. So you know, but it's delicious.
Oh, I know.
It's worth it.
But
and Marty, can I make a suggestion just when I'm thinking out loud we have lemon juice, but you could throw a couple of passion fruit into this. Open out the passion fruit seeds, 2 of those. You could throw in vanilla extract. If you wanted to jazz up the lemon mixture, the filling, you could add that in, and you could add lime into it, which would be really good. It'd be kind of like an exotic meringue
very
pie.
Exotic.
So what happens then? You need to cook the meringue, should I say.
Yes.
So what you do is you pipe the meringue or spoon it on, and then it goes back into the oven. And then what I usually do is just literally put that into the oven for about maybe 8 to 10 minutes until the meringue is just cooked. Or you can blowtorch the meringue if you're feeling a bit chefy.
You and your fire.
I know. Mm. But I think it is just so you have the crispness of the pastry, the lovely tartness of the filling, and you have that lovely creaminess of that soft meringue.
Like, it's fantastic.
It's hard to beat.
But as I say,
it is hard to
you've
beat.
You've got to be sure yourself.
You're absolutely right.
You mentioned Tackleman's.
Yes.
Can you get
horseradish,
it
horseradish, yes. Everywhere you can get it in Fallon Burn, yes. And in Avoca. Avoca definitely has it.
Avoca have it, okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Just it's one of those things.
Good. It's a very good horseradish. They're an English company. Nothing wrong with that, by the way, but they're a very good producer, and their stuff is excellent. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
just excellent. Know. Anyway, that's the roast of beef and the lemon meringue pie to finish it.
So what time will you be down about Sunday?
It's 1 o'clock too early.
Never too early for you.
You're an angel.
I'll have the wine and ice and the wine decanted, and we'll have everything ready for you. We carry out the door.
You're great, man. And I have to get a bus home.
Don't worry about that.
You were saying about 30 years. You're 30 years in the family business.
Yeah.
Open House was 1999, so that's 20 years of Open House.
That's amazing.
This period of the year, isn't right? That's 20 years. And you came to us perfectly formed at 21. You did.
I did.
You did. You came to us at the beginning.
Yeah.
So you were 21 because you had won the young
Eurotalk Chef of the Year.
That's
it.
And Reg Luby.
Yes.
And
our good
John
friend
Masterson brought you forward, and you ended up on the telly, and then you were the resident chef for the whole sign, for the whole run.
Amazing.
Am I right?
And I remember when we went for the audition, I had to go to the Late Late Studio. I had to do a dish, salad of spicy chicken.
Yeah.
And I was so nervous. And Dolores, who we both know, and Anna was the camera lady.
Dolores Comfort.
Yeah. God, you're great.
Yeah.
And they rang me up then the next week, said, "Listen, the gig is yours. Will you have it?"
Isn't
every Tuesday I travelled up, and I loved it, and that's where we became friends.
Isn't that great?
It's where I got a lot of confidence, to be honest with you. Never did I dream I'd have my own cookbooks or my own television shows. I love that. For 6 years I was up and down to yourselves.
You were.
It was just magical.
And I can just say to you, to the listeners as well, you have been a gorgeous man to know. And it sounds like we're getting rid of you. We're not. You have been a gorgeous man to know, and you were a pleasure. No, but you're a pleasure every week.
Likewise.
But all the time, and you were always like myself. You tried to be in tip top form. Your glass is half full, and you do the best you can to kind of keep her going, Patsy.
That's it.
And you've had great success, and rightly so. And you're a gorgeous man at the back of it all as well. Congratulations and well done. And so there we are now, 20 years of Open House, 30 years in your place, and your mummy and your daddy and thinking of them too.
Proud.
What do we play at all?
Proud.
What do we play?
Surprise me.
What do you like?
I'll be listening.
Who do you like? I've never asked you.
You surprise me. When I'm heading down the road, I'll be listening.
I think I have to have a champagne breakfast in McNean's on the back of this, as we have to do. We'll burst some champagne corks and play that.
Brilliant.
Oh, that's a song.
Brilliant.
Over a glass of champagne.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the one.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Good man.
Safe home, my friend.
See you next week.
By the way, small matter of the recipes, if you want to look them up, Marty in the Morning, RT Lyric FM, and there is the two of us looking quite youthful, in fairness. Pass me that champagne.
You're great.
Pass me that champagne, you flute.